Is the snow sending a message? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It began, as so many things do these days, with a Twitter. As the blizzard bore down on Washington, Senator Jim DeMint twittered, "DC snow will continue until Al Gore cries uncle." And suddenly, Stormageddon, or my favorite nickname, Snow My God, was the latest evidence that global warming is a crock. As planes were being grounded and snowplows were barely able to come up for air, believers in global warming dug a path to their computers and began a full mobilization to defend their beliefs even as their keyboards were icing over. But it was no use. The Virginia GOP ran a mocking web ad calling it 12 inches of global warming, and Senator Jim Inhofe's family built an igloo on the National Mall with a cardboard sign on the roof reading Al Gore's New Home. Representative Lynn Jenkins of Kansas even said that by forcing the House of Representatives to call off the rest of the vote scheduled for this week, the snow is saving the taxpayers money, implying that nature herself is a conservative. Reminds us that snow is always more significant when it falls on politicians. I would just point out that before the anti-global warmers get too giddy, it's only a matter of time before somebody twitters that in normally snowy Vancouver, B.C., host of the Winter Olympics, they've had to import snow by helicopter and refrigerate the slopes with dry ice because the past month has been one of the warmest winters the West Coast has ever seen. And as for Mother Nature's message, I think she's actually punishing the airlines for charging us for blankets and pillows. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.